stand up for the truth. Don't be afraid. You know, don't fear people. You know, people come to me sometimes. I'm like, man, I'm just really struggling with peer pressure. I have friends that want me to act a certain way or to be a certain person. But we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be like, oh, man, I'm struggling with peer pressure. If you struggle with peer pressure, do you know what that tells me? That you're a weak individual. But people in 2018 America says, oh, no, you know, don't you have peer pressure? No, I don't have peer pressure. I don't care if the whole church gets up and leaves hearing my voice preaching. I'm not afraid of it. You know, the door swings both ways. You know, and people say, oh, you're a cult. You're preaching like Jehovah's. No, the Jehovah's Witness try to keep people in. We have no problem putting people out. Amen. All right. So that's why we are not a cult, you know. So we need to stand up against bad religions. And notice Paul's wording here in this chapter. He says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. You know, this isn't a sales pitch when we're out soul winning. We don't use man's words or man's wisdom. Did you guys know that Paul and Moses and a lot of these guys in the Bible were very, I won't say illiterate, but they had a hard time speaking. You know, Moses told God, he said, Lord, I have a hard time speaking. You know, the Bible says that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's exciting to me, that God can use the foolish things that people would consider to be foolish to confound wise people, or at least what America would consider to be wise people. So stand up. Don't be like, oh, you know, because I run into Christians all the time, these super liberal Christians like the ones over across here, that, you know, at this church over here, none of them of which have been saved, by the way, none. Not one. And I'm not trying to be mean when I say that. I'm trying to be as loving as I can here. Look, love tells the truth. Love doesn't butter things over and say, oh, you know, let's just love everybody and accept all the religions and not give a care if you're Muslim. You know, you're worshiping the same God. No, they're not worshiping the same God. The Bible says, he that hath not the Son hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. And so when you don't have the Son, when you don't have Christ in your life, and you're telling people, oh, it's okay if you don't have Christ too, number one, you need to get saved, and number two, you need to stop spewing that garbage to other people. People often will call Pastor Gopal a hate preacher. I've heard it. Oh, he's a hate preacher. The truth is hate to those who hate the truth. I'm sorry, folks, but this world hates the truth.